Jerry Nolan told me a little about the property across the street, the Squire Pope Carriage House. He also owned plantations on the island, Mossy said. Right. In my internet search, I found a picture of two servants at the Coggins plantation. It said their names were B. Hashi and L. Hashi. Hashi? That was my father's middle name, Mossy said. He said it had been handed down through the generations. I asked Alex about the name, and he said the language the Yamasee used was Apache, and the words translate to sun and moon. He thinks the B and L stand for Big Hashi and Little Hashi. Mossy nodded.
That makes sense.
Sam pulled the treasure map from her purse. The little boy I keep seeing pointed to that property. Do you think that the map might be of the carriage house property? She laid it out on the coffee table. Carl finally took a seat, and everyone studied the map.
Come to think of it, Jonah said as he looked across the lawn toward the carriage house. I've seen what I thought were flashes of light coming from that property at night. Thought someone was using a flashlight or the moon was reflecting off of something. You think someone was looking for buried treasure? Mossy asked. If they don't have this map, they don't know where to look.
Carl pointed out the obvious.
The map is certainly crudely drawn, like someone was in a hurry. Strange thing is, the paper doesn't look ancient. I would expect it to be falling apart. And you showed this both to Angela Douglas and your son's fiancé? I showed it to both of them, Jonah confessed. It just came up in the conversation, and neither of them took the map with them. Actually, Mossy started, looking a bit flustered. I may have shown Nicole the original map. Original map? The voices echoed.